We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by the two dots on top of Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to dig an Avreches HaKoifsim next to someone else's bar, and the reason is because it might ruin the other person's bar. We'll see, maybe because of the water in the bar. Akapadam, this Avreches HaKoifsim is something that they use to wash laundry. And like Rashi explains in the Mishnah, that they made two bairis. One bar they put in there, tsoyas klavim, means dog waste, and they let it, the begadim soak in there for a day or two, and that was called the machamtson. And then you had another ditch that was called the nadion, and that's where they like scrubbed it. So zok the Gemara, omrav nachman, omrav avua. And it says in our Mishnah, three tefachim is sufficient. Three tefachim away from Yenna's bar, or Yenna's kaisala bar, which is six tefachim away from his bar, that's enough. This whole din that three tefachim is sufficient is only by is from the bar when you the bar that you soak the begadim with the tzoyas klavim. The nadion, that other ditch, has to be 4 amas away. And what's the reason? The reason is because that the water spritzes, because when you meshafshef, you scrub the begadim, the water spritzes far away. So you need 4 amas. You need more space. You need more space to be marchik even more when it comes to the nadion. Tanya v'halchi, we're talking about the brayso. The brachas kovshim dalad amas. There's a brayso that says the brachas kovshim got to be 4 amas away from the coastal bar of shachaveira. V'anantran gimel tvachim, mishas shri tvachim. Elash v'anok of Nachman. It's a writer of Nachman that is a chilek. There's two nevrachas kovshim. There's one the nadion, one is the mechamson. And the chilek is, one is three tvach and one takin is 4 amas. V'ikid the Rami lo mirma. Some say over this Gemara by saying a stira. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah of Rechas HaKoyfsim Gimel Tvachim, and Mishnah says that you need three tvach, and V'atayin the Brisa says 4 amas, 4 amas. Omrav Nachman, Omrav Avu, Aloy Kasha, Kan Min HaMachamtson, which is enough for three tvachim, Kan Min HaMadi, on the place where you mishafshif, where you scrub, and the water spritzes, you need takin 4 amas. Rav Chia, Bered Rav Avi, Masla Behedya. He learns like that Mefurish in the Mishnah. Can Hirchik Svas Mechamtsom LeKoyfsim Gimel Tvachim. The way he says that learns the Mishnah speaks out. Not Stam of Brechas Koyfsim, says Mechamtsom, three Tvachim. It's the first in the Mishnah that the whole idea, that three Tvachim is enough, is Dafka Mechamtsom, not by Nadia. Then in the Reish of the Mishnah, it says Vesob Asid. We have Sob Asid a few times in the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says, you shouldn't dig a bar next to the bar of Shechaveira and all these things. Shiach, Ma'ara, Amas Hamayim, Nevreches HaKoyfsim. Elmkin Hirchim Koysel Chaveira Shosh Tvachim, Vesod Besid. That's what it says. Then we have the second part of the Mishnah said, Marchikim Esagefes, Vesazevel, Vesamelach, Vesasid. These things are things that Moisef Hevel says, Mekoysel Shechaveira, the wall of your friend, that's a real wall, Shloish Tvachim. And Rashi's gear says, Oysod Besid. So in the Sefer the Mishnah, Rashi learns that, and Tosfos also says, learns like that also, just learns the Girsa was Visad, but either way it means, or Sabasid. That means when it comes to the Gefes and Zevel, clearly you could do, you mark it with Tvachim, or you smear his wall with Sid. That's either or. The either or. Ashayla is, in the first part of the Mishnah, where it says, you have to mark it with Tvachim, words Visad Besid. It doesn't say Oide, it says Visad Besid. Eboilu Visad Besid Tanan. The shaila is it sod besid? It means or either yarchik or sod, or you have to do both. You have to go with yitvachim and put some lime on it to seal the bar. Zok the Gemara, it's pasha. The shaila is not in a shaila. Pshita the sod besid tnan. It means in the ratio you have to do both. You have to mark it yitvachim and line the bar. The isak daitach the ois sod besid. If the shaila was the option. Either be marchik or sabasid. Now, I'm king. Let Avinu listen. Put it together with the sefer, because the sefer he said klar that the halacha is oy sabasid. So put it together with the sefer. So it's a raya that must be that it means in the ratio vis sabasid and the sefer is oy sabasid. So in the ratio you have to do two things: marchik and sod. So it's not a raya. The reason why it's mixed with the sefer is the mushum the loy dummy. High Ezekiel, high Ezekiel. The two Ezekiels are different. That's why. It's the same halacha, both oid, you're right. But the different type of Ezekiels. Reisha Ezekiel, the Matuna. The Reisha has Ezekiel of liquid, of Matuna. Sefer Ezekiel, the Havla. The Sefer is Hezek of Hevel. That means the Reisha is Hezek of liquid, of Lachluchis, of moisture. That's the Hezek of the Reisha. You look at the Reisha, it's all Boiros and Rechaz HaKoyfsin, Amas Mayim. The Sefer is all Hevel. Now, as an aside, Agav, This Gemara is mashma. The problem with putting a bar next to your friend's bar is because matuna. If you look, if you turn to the Yud Zayin, those of us who have a harder time learning, to write 10 pages, it says over there, Rashi on the Mishnah learns, the problem with the Chafira is, because you machlesh is kaisli bar. Taisa says, klar, kol haini, Taisa on the Zayin, first Taisa in the Perek, kol haini airi de ispuhu maya betayim amashivatuna. Kedarmina begamara. He starts with this Gemara. This Gemara is a little bit shvar on Rashi, how Rashi learns this Gemara. Exactly, this Gemara is mashma. The problem making a bar is the lachlukas, the moisture. Okay, but like upon him, we got out of a riot. We tried to make a riot about Saba Sid, and this Saba Sid says, not a riot. The reason why we mix it together is because of a different type of hezekim. Let's try to make another riot. Toshima, we had this Tesefta before in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Selah Abba B'Yadayim, if you have very loose sand, Zeh Chayfe Barer Mekan, Zeh Chayfe Barer Mekan, Zeh Mach Gimotvachim, Vis Saba Sid, Zeh Mach Gimotvachim, Saba Sid. The halacha is, when it comes to Selah Abba B'Yadayim, very loose land, to each guy say Mach three Tvachim and Saba Sid. So it's mashma taima the babi yadayim. Only because it's soft land, do you have to be sod besid haloi babi yadayim? It's sufficient with one of them. Loi, and they were assuming definitely means both, but babi yadayim. But mashma dafka there, but nowhere else. So the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Loi, who are the in dafka have loi babi yadayim? The truth is, even when you have babi yadayim, you need both. Not me sod besid, maybe you need both. Babi Daim and Shmichele, you need it for a chiddush. Shakadai Techamini Kivin the Babi Yadayim, Libayu Rafkate, you need even more space. You have to go 10 Tvachim away and Sabasid, Kamash Law, and 3 Tvachim is sufficient like everything else. So at the end of the day, we're coming out, we are not being pushed at this Shaila actually. The Shaila was, when you have to be Marche 3 Tvachim, do you have to also be Sabasid or not? At the end of the day, we were not pushed at the Shaila because we had two tzadim over here, and Taka the Rosh brings down like that. That we did not. We're not. He says the boy who brings like ifshita zok the Rosh. Rosh is siman dalad like ifshita. Hilkach im osa echad mehen ain kaif nice las is yoyser. You don't have to do more than that. Then one of them. You can't force to do more because Maris not pushed the shayla. If it means you have to do both or one of them. And again, the safest klar, either one's enough when it comes to the safe of hevel. And the race the shayla wasn't you both or not. The mice were not pushed the shayla, and therefore we go lekula. You don't have to do it. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. It said in the Mishnah, Marchikim as a Gefes, as a Zevel, as a Melech, as a Sloyim. These things are all Moisiv Hevel. They add steam. And if we cannot put it next to someone's Kaisel. Tanan Hasim, look at the Mishnah. Mishnah in Bemet Toimnim. The halacha is, you now do a Tamana on Shabbos with Moisiv Hevel. That means, even from before Shabbos, you now cover something with something that's Moisiv Hevel before Shabbos, even though you did it before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't do Atmana on anything. But before Shabbos, you now do Matmana on Moisiv Hevel. Example would be to put something onto a fire or onto a blech and then cover it with blankets on the blech with the fire on. That's Moisiv Hevel. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And what? Why the Moisiv Hevel? Because the fire on the bottom is Moisiv Hevel. Right, so that's halacha. So even though it's not the cover Moisiv Hevel, but you're covering it and there's something Moisiv Hevel, so then that's a problem on Shabbos. Some local ma'isa the halacha first of mechaber. You now can put it on a fire and cover it with something. If you want to cover something, turn off the fire. That's fine, but you can't put from four Shabbos obviously. But four Shabbos, you can't do something that's moisiv hevel. And the reason is because there's some yatim remets you might put into coals. And whatever the reason is, there's an issa there. So it says there the mat toimer ve'en toimer. So it says the Mishnah ain't toimer like gefes. You can't use all types of these words again. We had in the Mishnah gefes is psilus of zaysim. It means the sediments of the olives, loy bezevel, that's fertilizer, loy bemelach, not salt, loy besid, not lime, but loy bechoil, and not sand. Bein lachem beyveshim, say moist sand, say dry sand. Now, if you realize, almost exactly like the Mishnah, the only difference is it replaces the word sloim with the word choil. So it says ba'os rocks, and there it says sand. Ma'ish tohoch l'toni sloim, it says rocks, loy k'toni choil, doesn't say choil ba'os. All the same idea. Moisiv Hevel. Why do we switch Chayil and Slom? Om Rav Yosef, I'll tell you why. Because no one in the right mind will wrap pots with rocks. Because there are a lot of spaces in between rocks. It's very hard to put rocks close to the heart. You can't like wrap a pot with rocks. Between, like, let's say nice sized rocks. So there's always cracks in between. There's always going to be space in between. You're not going to be able to do it. Therefore, ain't darkness or other than the Slom. That's why Mishnah doesn't say it. Only a bio, you're telling me like we're only mentioning things in the Mishnah of Atman, only mentioning things that are normal to do. Only a bio, v'chi darkon shomani odom lahatim megizei tzemer v'lashoyne shal agaman. Is it the derech of a bnei odom to matmin with gizei tzemer and lashoyne shal agaman, which is gizei tzemer is wool shearings and lashoyne shal agaman are the coned wool shearings that look like tongues. And that's not a normal thing, because usually that stuff is usually set aside for clothing. And still, the Brisa says, you're allowed to be timing these things. These things are not, from before Shabbos, obviously, because these things are not Mesav Evel. And what's Tzipet Tzemer? Tzipet Tzemer, Rashi says, is after it's combed and spun, it's called Tzipet Tzemer. So the little threads.
Yarn.
So yarn, yeah. Over Muchin, and Muchin are feathers. These things, you're allowed to, Muchin is like things you put into a pillow. They would be called feathers or other things you put into a pillow. So, or cotton. So these things, you're allowed to be timing with. Ve'im metaltel myself. You can't metaltel because it's muksav, because I'm using it for clothing. So it's muksav, but I'm allowed to be timing. It's not myself hevel. So the Gemara's bring a raya, even though it's not a normal thing, still we talk about it. So why can't we talk about slum? So elam abaya, yagid olav raya, which means that it's every mission say everything. We learn from another thing. Tana hacha slayim vodin l'chayil. And tana ha sabcha vodin l'slam. Just, you know, just replace the word here and there, but both of them are applied to both cases. Omle Rava, if that's the case, why do we say like four out of five here and four out of five there? Just say one. Omle Rava yagid olav raya, list the kula b'chada. But list the and write all of them by one Mishnah, say Mishnah and put one here. And we'll say, we'll learn it out. So why punct 4 out of 5? It has to be something exact over here. So Rashi says, what does Mishtach like there mean? You don't use Shloim over there at all, not because it's not normal, it's because it breaks the Ketera. Another Pshat Rashi says, because Maila Chaluda, Rashi has two Pshatim, either because it causes rust or because it breaks the Ketera. Here and say chayel mishum de mecham bi chayim ekri kar. Chayel is the type of thing that if the item is not hot, it will not be moist hevel by itself. If it's cold, it won't be moist hevel. Therefore, you put it next on the floor next to a wall, it won't bother you, because only moist hevel when it's on top of something hot. De mecham imi chayim, something that's hot gets hot. Mekri kar, something that's cold will be cold. For Tony Rav Yishya chayel, for Tony Rav Yishya chayel, I Rav Yishya and his Brisa of Iowa Mishnah says Chayil. So Mar says, so Chayil doesn't work, no Hevel. Hosab Matuna, it was wet Chayil. And therefore it was wet Chayil, so that's why he mentioned that it was because of the moisture you can't put next to the wall.
Why
did you do that? Tani Don, so Mar asked a similar question, yeah. Tani Don, Nami Listi, but look me by Matuna. Why don't I say Chayil and put it by Matuna? So tomorrow, and which means put in the first section probably, because you see from the Gemara's Taina. Gemara says, "Oh, Taina la amasamayim." It says in the first section of our Mishnah, "Amasamayim." So otu milak tani amasamayim v'ktani v'rechas kaves. In our Mishnah says two things that are water, amasamayim v'rechas kaves, both water based. So what can you say chayil also? And chayil, I'm assuming there have oishio also put it also in that part of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, the Hanu Tzrichi, Nevrechas Kareves and Amas Amayim are both needed. They both have a Chiddush. Why? These aren't Amas Amayim from the Kviya. Amas Amayim is here to stay. So maybe you think that's the one that's a problem for the wall. It's a Kavua, it's here forever. Nevrechas Kareves and Kviya, Nevrechas Kareves is not always here. It's only here once, you know, when you're doing laundry. Sometimes they change it seems like only the people who have a business of laundry make a Nevrechas Kareves. So only like the laundromat. So there, it might change his umnus. So it's not there forever. It's not for sure going to be forever. So therefore, it says, even loy kvi is still also. Amen loy. And so chmashlan, that is also. Vitan of rechaz kvi sim shim kavah kaim. It's worse in a way, because the water sits. It doesn't move. It's not a flowing water. It's a sitting water. Av amas mayim, which is a flowing water, maybe does not stir the kaisel. Maybe it does not ruin the kaisel. Loy tzrichos. You need both cases. Like upon him, that's what we're coming out over here. We have that Rav is saying that it was Badafka, they left that chayil here because they were left that slum because it ruins the gdera. Here we left that chayil because chayil is not really moisav hevel. It's not moisav by itself. It's like an insulated bag, like we say. Okay. Marchikim v'sazroam v'samach resha. It says in the Mishnah that yimarchik plant like tvua, planting tvua and machresha away from the wall. You have to mark also a 3 tvachim from the wall in order that it shouldn't ruin the wall. So afraid the Gemara is Zroam, how do you get the Zroam? Tevelim shem achreisha. L'chari, you use the plow and you can't plow next to someone's wall. So forget about the Zroam, what about the machreisha? So Zroam or Maki has before that the machreisha. How do you get the Zroam? So my answer is my poilus yad. We're talking about that the guy planted the Zroam by just throwing it without plowing. Break the other way. When you do machresh, you automatically do zram. So take out the zram. So my answer is, b'charis l'ilanos, you've been charis for trees, which means the trees are here from before already. And you're just plowing around it. They used to plow around the trees in order to make it grow better, to make it better. I had the guy plant trees here, the table layouts of trees. So Rashi says that it was him, a yom rabim. Zog Rashi, b'charis l'ilanos, yes, yom l'ilanos, me yom rabim. Was he here right before already? It was before they bought the field. It was already here. And now he's being charis. He's saying you have to be charis. You can't be charis within three tefachim of the wall. But table of Shemaya, what happened to the water that I'm watering the Zra'im and let table out the Maya? Forget about the Zra'im, what happened to the water? So the more buried the Shal, okay, the Chsiv, the Mentar Shemayim, Tish the Mayim, that in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to bring water. It rains, and therefore it won't stir the curse because you're not bringing water. Zog the Gemara, it comes out from here that Zeraim is a problem next to a coast. Now you would assume, how does Zeraim grow? It goes up and down, not sideways. How does it stir a wall? It's mashmav here, lemeimer, the Zeraim, now on top of the Amvez, let's start them come starshi. It grows sideways, and it can ruin a coastal. And is that, so the Gemara doesn't just ask from Svarim, or ask, I'll bring a riot that doesn't go sideways. Well, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah when it comes to Kelayim. The halacha is by Kelayim, if you have a Kerem, so then you cannot plant anything within four amis of a kerem because there's a din of iruv, it's like mixed. But if there's no kerem, which doesn't have five vines have to be set in a certain way to call the kerem, so then the halacha is, as long as they're not yoinik from each other, you can put them next to each other. That's the halacha. So a mavrich es ha-gefen ba'aretz, you grafted a gefen into the aretz, it's a gefen by itself, and it went into the ground and came up at a different spot. Now, there's one spot that it's underground, it's like a tunnel, it's underground. The Geffen's underground, and on top of it is empty ground. You want to plant Zeraim on that ground, on that land that's on top of a Geffen that's underground. So, Marvach is a Geffen Baritz. Im ein al gaba offer shloisha tochim. If there's no three tochim, lo yove zera leha. You should not bring zera there because the zera from the root till the ground level. So, three tochim height. So liyavi zera la, because the zera goes down three, it'll be yonik three down. V'toni alav v'lezereas et stardim elav elach. You could plant on the sides. You let it plant on the sides. So what do you see? That there's no problem. There's no problem planting on the sides. Even it doesn't go sideways. That's a lach. It doesn't go sideways. So here, what's pshat that you let it do that? L'chayra we learned by Haas by the kaisa goes sideways. So my answer is, what happens is that it makes holes in the ground and it makes the sand soft, and therefore the side of the cursor will fall. It's not that the roots will reach the cursor, but the way it works, even if it goes down, but around it the ground gets a little bit sandy, and it'll make the wall fall down. That's what's going to happen. It'll make a wall fall down. Now, this is the Gemara's answer. Therefore, Zeraim is a problem machlidim. So in the Hilchos Kelayim, the Tosfos in the bottom here that asks that the halacha is, even if you hold that it's not a din of a kerem, you still have to marchik a certain amount. Ayin Shom, the Tosfos has a question regarding Kelayim. We'll leave it for now.